Hey everyone, my name is Bai Haichen. I'm currently a postdoc in North Carolina State University and the US EPA Health Research Center in North Carolina. So today I'm going to talk about how we develop a NeoK targeting primer to detect the nitrous oxide producing fungi in the environment. So as known to us, nitrous oxide is an important greenhouse gas and ozone depleting substance. So for over a century, all we know about nitrous oxide production is solely based on bacteria. In recent decades, fungal denitrification has been increasingly recognized as an important microbial source for nitrous oxide production. This figure shows the contribution percentage of fungi and bacteria to nitrous oxide production. So although bacteria produce more nitrous oxide than fungal isolate in culture condition, in soil system, fungi make equal or even greater contribution to nitrous oxide production. This significant fungal contribution to nitrous oxide suggests us that we need to know more detail about the denitrified fungi in soils. So far, there are many denitrifying fungi isolated from soil system. This figure shows the recent 6 publications that isolate denitrifying fungi in soil. From this study, we can see that the fungi belong to these 12 generals were isolated multiple times, which is dominated by Aspergillus, Fusarium, Trichoderma, and Penicillium. This relatively low diversity of denitrifying fungi isolated in soil is likely due to the limitation of the culture-dependent approach. For example, a culture-dependent method only selects the rapid growing or culturable fungi from soil, which may underestimate the incisional diversity of the denitrifying fungi in soil. And thus, it's necessary for us to develop a methodology to directly detect the denitrifying fungi and understand the diversity, the ecological behavior of the denitrifying fungi in soil. Similar to the bacterial counterpart, denitrifying fungi have a NeoK characterizing the reduction from nitrite to nitric oxide. In fact, this fungal NeoK has been isolated, purified, and characterized in many denitrifying fungi. Moreover, the genome analysis also provides strong evidence that these fungal NeoK are widely distributed among many fungi, suggesting us that it may be used as a marker gene to detect the ecological structure, community structure of the denitrifying fungi in soil. To check the possibility of developing fungal NeoK specific primer, we construct this phylogenetic tree, including 12 fungal NeoK and bacterial and other 2 eukaryotic NeoK. So from this figure, we can see that the fungal NeoK are well separated from the eukaryotic NeoK, further supporting that it's feasible for us to develop fungal NeoK specific primer based on the conservative region of the fungal NeoK sequences. Thus, our objective was first to design a PCR product to target fungal NeoK genes and then evaluate the efficiency and specificity of new primer using fungal genes and soil samples. So a degenerate primer was designed based on the 4 databases built up from NCBI or ENA. The first database contains 3 complete coding sequences of fungal NeoK from Aspergillus and Fusarium. The second database includes 34 DNA sequences homologous to fungal NeoK in the first database. So the third database contains 24 amino acid sequences corresponding homologous to the fungal NeoK proteins in the first database. We also developed the fourth database, which is a negative control of non-fungal NeoK sequences that were most homologous to the fungal NeoK. So to design the degenerate primer, first we arrived 3 NeoK sequences in the first database to find the conservative region. And then based on the conservative region, we designed the 4M reverse primer through NCBI primer grass. Next, we manually modified the primer to create degeneracy for the primer to cover more neokaryocystis in the first three fungal databases. And then this primer was further validated against the four databases using dimer test for in silico amplification. So in total, four primer sets were developed that can in silico amplify diverse group of fungi, identifying fungi. This figure shows a corresponding position of the three forward primer and two reverse primer, producing four fragments of neokay ranging from 233 to 544 base pairs. And this figure, this table shows the result of the in silico amplification. If allowing the maximum of three base pair mismatches, the primer F3, R2 have the least mismatches in the first three fungal databases, but the most mismatches in the fourth database, which is the negative control. And further, the design primer was tested against 30 fungal cultures collected from the agroecosystem and proved to be of nitric oxide producing capability in our previous study. So overall, our design primer could amplify most of the tested fungi. Of 30 fungi belonging to 22 species, 10 genera, this primer F3R2 could amplify over 90% of the tested fungi, which most of which belongs to Aspergillus, Fusarium, Penicillium, and Trichoderma. For fungal isolate, the geopurified PCR product was directly sequenced and then to construct this phylogenetic tree with the published neokay of both fungi and bacteria references. So the fungal culture amplifier, the amplicon amplifier from fungal culture is well separated from the bacterial references, but more related to the fungal neokay references. Moreover, the fungi in the same orders generally were grouped together, indicating that there is a congruence between the fungal neokay and the ITS phylogeny. This congruence further suggests that the vertical inheritance of the neokay in fungi, which is in sharp contrast to the non-congruence between bacterial neokay and 16S RNA. This design primer was further validated using a soil DNA, whose PCR product were cloned and sequenced the same construct the phylogenetic tree with the references. So from the figure, we can see that the fungal clone, most of the fungal clone, belong to the close related to the fungal references, which is Fusarium, Mycorrhizae, Chaetomia, and Aspergillus. Moreover, a large fraction of the soil clone belong to the genera of Mycorrhizae and Chaetomia, which failed to be isolated or cultured in our previous study from the same environment, suggesting that the design primer could work on amplify a more diverse group of tissue, the denitrifying fungi than the traditional culture-based method. However, our design primer could also amplify genes that are distinct from fungal references, but more related to the bacterial neokay in class 2. It seems that our design primer was not strong, and thus we further conducted a theoretical analysis to estimate the possibility of this primer to amplify both fungal and bacterial neokay. So from these mismatches diagram, we can see that these two primers have less mismatches in bacterial database. The bacterial database was shown in shade of yellow. So the bacterial database, these two primers has less mismatches in bacterial database and thus has more chances to amplify bacterial neo-K in class 2. But remember that we still develop two other primers that have less coverage of fungi. Let's see how they work on the soil DNA. So only one soil clone related to a bacterial neo-K. Almost all the soil clone related to the fungal references, which is Fusarium, Mitohyzia, and Tritomia. So now we are facing a contradiction in developing a fungal neo-K specific primer that if we increase the degeneracy to cover more fungi, we include more bacterial neo-K in class 2. But if we reduce, try to exclude bacterial neo-K in class 2, we reduce the coverage of denitrifying fungi in our database. Interestingly, while we were working on this project, a new primer was designed and published by another group. And they also designed another primer specific for the bacterial neo-K in class 2. And from this mismatches diagram, we can see that the primer for fungal neo-K has more mismatches in fungal references in order to avoid amplifying bacterial neo-K in class 2. Meanwhile, the primer for bacterial neo-K in class 2 is likely to amplify fungal neo-K because there is no difference between the bacterial and the fungal references. So as a result, it's really difficult to design a primer set that can completely separate fungal neo-K from bacterial neo-K in class 2. So overall, our study developed four new primers there that could amplify fungal neo-K, and among which this primer F3R2 was most efficient since it can work on over 90% of the tested fungi. And most of the neo-K amplified from either soil cultures or soil DNA or fungal cultures were crossed well with known fungal neo-K, and some of which were not isolated and cultured from the same environment in our previous study, suggesting that our design primer can amplify diverse group of fungi compared to the traditional culture-based method. However, the amplification of bacterial neo-K in class 2 indicates a great challenge for designing fungal neo-K targeted primer of great coverage and also specificity. Finally, I'd like to thank my funding source from USDA and IFA and US EPA for this project, and also the assembling site from Center for Environmental Farming System in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Also my colleagues for helping me in this project. Thank you.